Hello, welcome to the English program. This is the point where we give you the latest news and information from LFC, the greatest football team in the world. It is, you know. Oh, yes. Right, here we go. Let's see what's been going on here. LiverpoolFC.tv journalist James Carroll outlines the case for Luis Suarez. Have a look at that. That's from today, 21st of May, and the view from Villa Park. Aston Villa fan James Laichley provides the view from the opposition ahead of Sunday's final game encounter. What else? Other things going on here? Pacheco, is that right? Pacheco? Doesn't quite sound right to me, but I hope so. Pacheco. On LFC, singing and Jay. Danny is back after a loan spell, helping Norwich City win promotion to the Barclays Premier League. The thing is, you can't simply go by how the people, the commentators on the TV, pronounce half of these names, because very often they get it wrong. And I'm always sitting there shouting at the TV, "You've got the pronunciation wrong, for goodness sake." So sometimes you have to sort of do your own research. Lucas is in no doubt about Europe. Yes, Lucas Leiva is in no doubt that qualifying for the Europa League would be a positive for Liverpool. Read about that. Read all about it, if you want, at the official Liverpool FC page, liverpoolfc.tv. Jamie Carragher has tackled questions from some of the shrewdest journalists in the business. Okay, check out the article there. Small talk with Carragher. That's there from today. And photos. Who's flicking Jay? Who is it? Is it you? I hope you don't do it again. Right, here are some great shots of the lads in fine spirits as they prepare to face Aston Villa on the final day. Check that out. God, the King, and the Golden Shoe. It's been another busy week at LFC, and we've been there every step of the way to film, not us, the English programme people, we're in Spain, for goodness sake. Our long lenses aren't that long, unfortunately. But the official elephant, I was going to say elephant, for some reason, the official elephant, I don't think they have one of those. The official LiverpoolFC.tv people were there. Yes, they've been there every step of the way to film exclusive content for you to watch online. You should be grateful, instead of complaining all the time. Advice for drivers to Villa Park. Aston Villa recommend the fans travelling by car from the north exit the M6 at Junction 7. I don't drive, so all these things are meaningless to me. The last time I drove was in Memphis, when I lived in Memphis. I had a driver's license, which is valid in Tennessee, but not over here. Follow the signs for Birmingham A34. And one final bit of news and info here. Youngsters delighted by Reds' visit. Liverpool under-18s have continued to thrill the people on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent after dropping in on four local schools. Read more about that by going to the official Liverpool FC website, liverpoolfc.tv. They have a news section. I mean, this is one of the best websites out there. It really is. It's official. Everything. Lots and lots of features and links and things, and you can get membership, you can buy, you can get your tickets, all kinds of things, video, you name it, you can subscribe to the channel, all kinds of things. It's a really good website, and they are quite prolific with their old press releases, Liverpool FC. I do give you, I take my hat off to you, give you 10 out of 10. You are looking at, you know, at least 10 articles every day released for the press. They're really sort of keeping everyone up to date on what's going on. So check that out if you like your information read to you. You get it? Read to you. Oh dear. This is the English program. You can follow us on Twitter if you so wish. Don't have to, it's not an instruction or an order, but you can do so voluntarily, don't you know? It's twitter.com/EnglishRadio.